Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, we got the news coming up. Brad Williams has prepared a porn parody for us that is out of this world, so we'll get into that in a second. Dawson rolls in a little late, little hungover. First, Simply Safe. Thinking about home security? No better time than now. This week, Simply Safe is offering my listeners a huge exclusive deal for Black Friday. 25% off any new system, plus a free HD security camera. Everything you need to keep your home safe. Entry sensors, motion sensors, video doorbells, a smart lock that locks your door when you forget. Man, technology. Plus, 24/7 professional monitoring that dispatches police 3.5 times faster than other security systems. We all have it. You should get it, too. Peel and stick, up and running under an hour usually, and batteries last up to 10 years. No drilling, no pulling wires. Don't wait. Go to Simply Safe, two eyes, simplysafe.com/Adam. Get 25% off plus your free security camera. Don't miss the amazing Black Friday sale. Simplysafe.com/Adam.
This podcast is sponsored by eHarmony, the dating app that helps people find genuine connection. Let's be honest. The days of dating only one person at a time feel a little old school. In their recent Dating Diaries report, eHarmony found that 45% of Gen Z singles are comfortable dating more than one person at the same time. But it's a balance, right? Have you ever spread yourself too thin? Well, dating multiple people at the same time is fine while you're honest about it. It can be exhausting constantly searching for that special connection with someone. eHarmony can help you find that genuine connection by helping you find someone who gets you, so you don't have to throw quite so many lines out there. Their well-rounded personality quiz and expansive profiles help to show the real you and can lead to that genuine connection you've been searching for. So join the dating app that gets to know their users better so they can match better and see for yourself. Get someone who gets you. Start a conversation on eHarmony today.
The holidays are around the corner. It's time to drink too much, eat too much, and fight about Trump at the dinner table. Luckily, we've got just what you need to make the most of this most wonderful time of the year. Introducing the Carolla Christmas Stocking. The custom embroidered stocking is adorned with the hand-knit word, acehole, sewed on by talented elves and or children from the Orient. What's inside? Glad you asked. With your purchase of the Carolla Christmas Stocking, you'll get an ACS Nativity Scene t-shirt featuring Max Apata as baby Jesus and Adam as Mother Mary, a custom Happy Birthday Jesus ornament, 4 Carolla Drinks wine glasses, plus 2 bottles of your choice, all for only $99. And for those who want to go big for the holiday season, you can also purchase the Stocking Scrapbook Combo for only $175. Get the stocking and the 10 years of ACS scrapbook, signed by the entire network for the ultimate Carolla fan in your life. So get to CorollaDrinks.com today and get ready. The holidays are coming.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Hold the phone. Brad has a porn take that I wrote down.
A porn tape?
We're desperate.
Yeah. Well, here, I'm making my announcement today. Well, as you said earlier in the podcast, I was at the premiere for No Safe Spaces and thought, man, this guy's doing documentaries. He's doing books.
That's really nice that you support our projects and turn out and come out to our events.
I will. I will. I support anything that's worth supporting and with a good, spokesman.
Yeah.
You know,
no, I
will absolutely support that. I will absolutely support that.
I think you made your point.
I was on the schedule for Laughs with Bob Brian. Some other stuff came up.
It was an almost perfect night. There was one little thing missing.
One little thing missing. I did have a gig that came up last minute that was paying me a lot.
Brad texted very apologetic.
Yes, very apologetic.
You were missed.
And
anyway, go on.
I read the tweets and nothing but fantastic reviews. So that's great. So here's the thing. You're doing everything, Adam.
Sure.
So I thought, and you talk about porn all the time.
Sure.
Why haven't you produced an Adam Carolla porn parody? You do the porn parody of this show. And in case you're thinking like, well, Brad, that's just too much work, I went ahead and cast the whole thing for you.
Yeah, because they do.
That's most of the work, as I understand it.
Yes.
They used to do like Gilligan's Island and
Happy Days.
Adam's Family. And
they started
stuff like
doing
that.
Not the Brady Bunch.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, right. And how great would it be? All right. Let me go through the cast and let me hear what you guys think. Oh, first of all, Gina Grad.
Yeah. Mm.
This was the one I did the most research on. And I think I found your porn doppelganger.
I can't wait.
Because Gina Grad, the great Gina Grad, will be played by Ava Adams.
Mm. Oh, I don't know her.
Yeah,
okay.
Ava Adams.
We have some similarities.
No. Yeah, can we see a picture of it? Can we see a picture of Ava Adams, please?
That's pretty close,
that's
right?
That's not bad, Brad.
She's a busty brunette, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sassy.
Now, let's study these for a little while.
Take these home.
Now,
do some research.
Show the next slide that has them both naked so we could.
Yeah, okay. I think I gave you one.
Uh-huh. Heavens.
All right. And then bald Brian.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm in this?
Yeah.
All right.
You're in this. Now, we had to make a few changes.
Am I black?
To make it aesthetically pleasing people.
Damn you.
But I think you're going to be happy with this. Johnny Sins will be playing bald Brian.
God. Johnny Sins is bald and muscular.
Why did you get a picture of me holding Tessa? This is so upsetting.
Yeah, you know.
We cropped her out.
Get people in the mood.
That's a handsome fella.
Does Johnny Sins work the porn, gay porn route? Hey. Or what beat's he working? Do you know?
What beat? I don't know. No, he is one of the more prolific male porn stars.
Okay.
Right now. And bald, if you're curious about how you would be represented below the waist, well.
Very curious.
Oh, wow. You'd be represented quite well. And then Boss Man.
Mm.
We got to go. I did more research than I'm very comfortable saying about who would be a good match for you. And I think you're a Hall of Fame announcer. You're a Hall of Fame radio personality, Hall of Fame podcaster. We got to go with a porn Hall of Famer, Peter North, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Peter North. Now, could you imagine the scenes of Peter North as Adam Carolla having sex and then just being like, there's a smoke detector going on somewhere in the room. You gotta find it.
I'd be like, there's a labia majora and a minor, but no middle.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. We got the little labia, we got the big labia, but where's the middle labia?
The majora.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now there are a couple of side characters that will make an appearance as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Dr. Drew is himself.
I bet you, by the way, I have sat at a table with a father and a son, adult son, and like the son, I don't know, somehow porn or Peter North like came up and his son was like, oh, the decorator. And then the dad was like, why do they call him the decorator? And I was like, oh, shit.
Here we go.
You did this yourself.
I know.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So we got to have some side characters. And because I did extensive research and all these people, I think you would agree, all these actors have some resemblance to you guys.
Yeah.
So I wanted Vinny Tortorich in this movie.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Who doesn't?
Because he's a character on the show. He's done his due diligence. He's helped so many people out. And
he's a muscular man.
It's amazing that this particular I cannot tell them apart. Okay. You guys are going to be amazed. So Vinny Tortorich is going to be played by this up-and-coming porn actor named Ron Jeremy.
Mr. Conch Show.
And
the Hedgehog.
It's a mirror. You can't tell.
When you said the name, I was like, no way. But then you put the pictures up.
It makes more sense.
Yeah. Look at that.
They're both ripped.
Absolutely. They both like showing off their chest regions. Like, you cannot tell them apart.
Yeah, they're clearly both low carb.
Swarthy.
The thing I find interesting about Ron Jeremy is Ron Jeremy has a musk about him. And it's sort of like a fire captain who smokes, you know what I mean? It's like, geez, there's really just one thing you can't do when you're a porn stars have a funky musk. Like, there's just
have a scent.
There's one thing we really need you not to possess, and that's a funk. And he has a musky funk to him, and it then makes me think of all the 23-year-old runaways who he then mounts with the musky funk. So
now the question is, what do we call this thing? Do we call it the Adam Carolla Show podcast all over your face? What do we do here?
That's good.
You're asking. You don't have an answer.
What about SCS? Maybe that could be the second one, the sequel.
SCS. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You got us in your ear.
Oh, I can only imagine, but I think you should do this.
This is a brilliant idea.
Yeah, thank you for casting it.
From your mouth to Satan's ear. Hey, Maxipata, there's this porn star from the 70s I'm always trying to figure out, and I always say John Leslie, but it's not John Leslie. There's another guy. It was a guy who always kind of had big eyebrows and a Jufro, and he kept his eyes sort of half closed when he was getting it on with the ladies. And you'll find a picture of him, and it was in that ilk, that era, and that's the guy I should be playing. Oh, Dawson shaved, and he's here.
Dawson's here.
Different.
Morning, everybody.
He heard me besmirch the name of Steely Dan,
he was like, I am
coming in right now.
All right, I'll let you look for that. It's in the era of like Tony Silvera or John Leslie, but he's like Jewy looking guy with eyes sort of half closed and big brow and sort of not a Jufro, but kind of a puby hair. And I think that guy most captures my essence.
We have John Leslie that kind of fits that description.
Oh, well, maybe it is. No, different. John Leslie's a different guy. This guy's of his era, and he was prolific. There were like four guys in that era.
Type in porn star of his era.
He was one of those guys. Or he would have been in movies with John. If you find...
What about John Holmes or Johnny Wadd?
Johnny Wadd!
Yeah, I'm talking about John Holmes.
So glad I got here.
That's my description of John Holmes.
I gotta look up Johnny Wadd.
He is a puby half...
John... Okay, but they don't... Yes, I'm talking about John Holmes.
I love this debate.
That's how I would describe... First off, wouldn't you know the name John Holmes? They made Hollywood movies and stuff about the guy. No? Do you think... Do you know who John Holmes is?
I didn't know who John Holmes is before this.
Wow. What a sheltered life.
Chris, I'm not ashamed.
A lovely life you have lived.
Wow. Well, I'm reading about him now, and I'm seeing that his... Seminal volume is second
seminal.
Only seminal seminal volume is second only to fellow adult actor Peter North.
So he went to Florida State.
Please find this guy who would have been in those movies. No, I'm not John Holmes. Yeah, first of all, I would start with Big Dick if I was doing the description.
Yeah, Google image search confirms.
All right, all you got to do is find John Leslie movies and the cast that was with him, the male cast of those movies, and you'll find this guy. Anyway, sorry, news.
Dare we? So, all right,
he's the guy who Ginger Lynn famously on Loveline. Mm. This guy was a guy. He was a weird guy. He was a weird guy because he was like. He had his eyes sort of half open, and he was like a little rough with the girls. Like he's kind of like pushing them and kind of holding them down and stuff. And this weird, kind of a slow motion raping he do. Like kind of grab their hair, like pushing them down and stuff like that.
Jesus
and
Christ.
it was weird, right? And and I said to
so glad you're here for this, Brad. I need a witness.
I said Jamie Gillis. Yeah, that's who it is. It's Jamie Gillis.
I said.
To Ginger Lynn, I said, you work with Jamie Gillis. That guy seemed like kind of a dick. Like, it seemed like kind of tough, like he's a little misogynistic or whatever. And she goes, no. He was a good guy. We worked with him a lot. He was fine. Nothing wrong with Jamie. And I went, really? Because I've never seen him in a porn movie. So I was kind of manhandling the women a little. And she goes, one time he tried dry anal rape on me. But other than that... She said it like he used the wrong fork for salad in the entree. Like, except for the dry anal rape. I was like, I'm going to go ahead and count me correct
that is not
on,
so great.
On that one. Yeah, now you got to find the right picture, Jamie Gillis Maxipata, but
find the right
Dawson will help. But anyway, all right, here we go.
All right. Well, earlier this year, longtime Simpson producer James L. Brooks made headlines when he announced that the classic episode Stark Raving Dad, which guest starred Michael Jackson, would be pulled from circulation. Now, at the time, Brooks had just watched the HBO documentary Leaving Neverland, in which two of Jackson's accusers detailed alleged sexual abuses. Now, that choice has once again been thrust under the microscope with the launch of Disney Plus. The new streaming service boasts the entire Simpsons catalog we got last night, but again, without Stark Raving Dad.
I thought it was uncredited, the voice.
Yeah, and remember, who was in from The Simpsons that told us the story?
Well, Dana Gould, probably.
It was Mike Reiss.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Mike Reiss.
But yes, it was uncredited, and I believe, didn't he say that Michael Jackson did all of the lines but paid a sing-alike to sing Happy Birthday, Lisa?
Sounds very familiar. I don't know. Is this do we need to purge everything?
Well, it's gone now.
This way?
And so now it's just not allowed to exist?
Yeah, unless you have it on your old VHS, like I'm sure we do. He believed that this is why. In March, Simpsons showrunner Al Jean told the Daily Beast that he believed Jackson used his uncredited appearance on Stark Raving Dad to groom young boys. Like, hey, I was on The Simpsons.
Oh.
Probably.
Who knows? I mean, I'm sure there's one of many.
I mean, you can say that he did, but in terms of grooming young boys, you could also say that the cotton candy machine in his bedroom did that.
Yeah. Right.
The roller coaster in his backyard did that.
Circling his yard.
The zoo he had probably did that. Like, I think there are other things that he was doing that was a little more grooming than being a voice on the damn Simpsons.
I completely agree. The problem with this kind of stuff is there is no end for it.
Right.
It just keeps going with everybody all the time. We find something and then that's it. All right.
Well, in more entertainment news, Dwayne Johnson has played a ton of heroes, but never a superhero. That's about to change, apparently.
That's funny, because in these Fast and Furious movies, he is a de facto superhero. He cannot be harmed.
No.
He cannot be killed. He does impossible things.
Incredible.
He
reality.
Saves the world.
Yeah. Oh, but wait, it gets more... tell me if you've heard of this character before.
Oh, hold on. Put this on my list of things I want to do.
Okay.
Break out of a cast by flexing.
Oh, that's good. So
we all want to do that, right?
Either the flexing or when like he hears that there's a mission and he just bangs it against the desk and it shatters. Right. He goes, I don't have time for casts.
Right.
The star has announced that he'll star in a Black Adam standalone film.
Okay.
In an Instagram post, Dwayne wrote that his superhero dreams have come true. There's the picture. He describes Black Adam as a rebellious, one-of-a-kind superhero who always will do what's right for people.
You should have been Black Adam.
That's right.
I know.
But he does it his way. Truth and justice, the Black Adam way. The character is the nemesis of Shazam, played by Zachary Levi, but more recently he's been depicted as an anti-hero. This will open December next year.
Well, this Black Adam is not down with OPP.
It's cultural appropriation right there.
Yeah, that's right. Find Jamie Gillis.
Yeah, we found. We're trying to get a side-by-side.
So excited to see a male porn star. What happened to Man Show, huh?
Monique is suing Netflix for pay discrimination based on her race and gender, according to The Wrap. In the suit,
Can we just agree that some people are just like troubled, you know, like she's suing airlines, she's suing every time what I want to say to Monique is what I feel like I want to say to everybody. Everybody gets treated rudely at one time or another on an airline. People get asked to move, or your seat's been given away.
Definitive experience.
Get up and leave the airline. Whatever. It happens to everybody. Netflix passes on things, or it's unfair.
Or they'll pay more for Chris Rock.
Jerry Seinfeld $20 billion, and they offer you $5 for your special. You have to be a white heterosexual male to understand that this is all day, every day, especially in this business.
Yeah.
And if you attribute everything to you being black or black female, when these are things that happen to everybody all the time. Like, you pull into the gas station, you realize your gas cap's on the other side, you go to turn around and somebody slides into your spot. It's not a hate crime, it's just life. Bad neighbors, bad cops, bad executives, bad stewardesses on airlines. It's part of life.
Yeah, and the in the filing for the lawsuit, it almost kind of undoes the point because in the suit, the Oscar winner claims the streaming service offered her a lowball and discriminatory offer of $500,000.
Who can even live on that?
For a 1-hour stand-up special while others were getting offered millions. Now, if this is a race and gender thing, let's look at the race and gender of the people who are getting more.
Well, Netflix, that's why it never makes sense.
Yeah, they offered Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, Ellen DeGeneres, Ricky Gervais, 40 times more than her, Amy Schumer, 26 times more than her.
And those are all cisgendered white males.
Wait a second. Right. Mm-hmm. In short, Netflix's offer to Monique perpetuates the drastic wage gap forced upon black women in the America's workforce, she says. In an Instagram post,
thirsty.
Monique explains, quote, "I had to make a choice. I could accept what I felt was pay discrimination, or I could stand up for those who came before me and those who will come after me."
Those other people that can't live on $500,000 for an hour's worth of work.
Yeah.
Netflix completely passed on my stand-up special.
You should get it on the suit.
Yeah. I go, I look at, like, I was watching, let's see, Jeff Garlin, remind me not to bring this up, but I was watching a special on Netflix last night, and I was like, oh, you got a Netflix special, and pass on his. And then I went and looked up the IMDb score, significantly lower than mine.
Well, now, see,
so
I might
got an argument.
I might have a case, because we're talking about Netflix hour specials. My Netflix special is a half hour. That's a half hour.
Draw a direct line.
They gave me The Degenerates, which is now streaming on Netflix, which you could watch, and it's a half hour special. I'm a little person. Monique, I'm taking up with you. Let's march. Actually, I shouldn't say that because dwarves and heavy set people do not march.
Yeah. Also, like, how much sympathy should we generate for her across the country for $500,000?
Yes.
Does she want people in parts of Kentucky hearing that, like, iPad, this is an attack?
Well, and this kind of reminds me of when they did the reshoots of the they took Kevin Spacey out, they put Christopher Plumber
That's
into the
right.
movie.
Yeah,
all the money in the world.
Yeah, the
world.
Getty movie.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg got $1 million, and I guess like for the reshoots, and Michelle Williams got like 15,000 or something like that. Everyone's like, it's sexist. It's like, no,
he's got a better agent. Yeah,
right. Great
That's exactly
agent
right.
that held that movie by the nuts and said, oh, you wanted him to do this again? $1 million. Have a better agent. That's how you're going to do this.
By the way, the 24-hour war, my movie about Ford v. Ferrari, is available on Netflix.
I heard they offered half as much for the 12-hour war.
And Shelby American will be out tomorrow on DVD and Blu-ray and digital, and you can get that at Chassis, Chassy. So if you want to see those real characters, check them out.
We'll just round up a little tea. Oh, my
God.
Oh, no.
You know what? Sometimes it takes a big man to admit that I was wrong. And
Jamie Gillis and Adam Carolla.
Wow. I was wrong.
There's a little Ray Romano in there.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. You did a fine job. And I'd rather be named after the decorator because he had a bigger hog and he wasn't rough with his lady friends.
Mm-hmm.
I think he forgot his shirt.
But
no references to dry anal rape.
Jimmy, you're almost ready for the ball.
Yeah.
We got Jamie Gillis and Adam Carolla. Now, we need a nice shot of him with his eyes sort of half closed with a serious sex face.
Okay.
February, really. Wait, you're talking about
that's,
Adam.
That's me. Yeah,
yeah.
All right. Okay. We'll put that up at adamcarolla.com. What else you got, Gina Grant?
So, rounding out some TV. Okay.
Oh, no.
All right.
Jamie Gillis.
That's sex happening.
Yeah.
She is waiting for this to be over.
Mm-hmm.
She's literally biting her fist.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Sorry.
There's a nipple there.
Eddie Murphy will reprise his role as Axel Foley in a fourth Beverly Hills Cop for Netflix. This will be the comedian's second film for the streaming service following Dolomite Is My Name. Anybody catch that?
I saw it. It's excellent.
I saw it.
I heard it was good.
It's fun.
It's very good.
Meanwhile, in a little TV news, NBC has renewed Brooklyn Nine-Nine for an eighth season, while Goliath, that's one that stars Billy Bob Thornton, has been renewed for a fourth and final season on Amazon. And Spike Lee will be directing Prince of Cats. That's a 1980s hip-hop version of Romeo and Juliet, and I know we've all been waiting for that.
To the degree that I do understand, I don't care.
Wow. Wow. Chris is offering his opinions.
Very strong
Prince
feelings.
Of Cats.
All right,
Spike
let me
Lee.
Hit Castrol Edge while you reload your next question. Stronger under pressure, engines can lose up to 10% of performance due to friction. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium transforms under pressure. Keep the metal parts from rubbing and robbing. Three times!
Agent Wolf, baby. Agent Wolf, baby.
Three times stronger and leading full synthetic. It's viscosity breakdown. It is the best. It is Castrol Edge, everybody.
Oh, I can't wait to hear the drops in the Ass CS Adam Carolla porn parody movie. It's going to be like, yeah, how many times are you going to have sex with that woman? Three times.
Three times.
Oh, Brian. You're going on a list on the dark web.
Well, who's going to call Peter North's agent and have to give him a little Monique action and explain to them that even though he was in, he's now out. He should understand that. Jamie Gillis is now
We're going another direction.
We're going another direction.
Yeah. She's big north of the border.
We're going another erection.
Going Jack Buck.
And if you saw Peter's hog and Jamie's hog, you'd understand why we have to make the move.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well,
I eat ass.
Oh, awesome.
Dawson can be in the film.
He's going to narrate.
Playing himself.
Oh, so, Jamie died in 2010.
Oh, Peter, good news.
You're back in.
Oh, all right.
Well, wait, maybe we have enough footage of him to.
Yeah.
That's what we do now.
That's right.
Yeah.
There we go.
Technology.
PETA hates wool. And this holiday season, they want you to know it by offering its newest apparel offering, which features a sweater that says, "Wool hurts." But that's not all. It is complete with a bloodied plush sheep that hangs from the front and the back of it.
Oh, fun.
The limited item. Which was designed by the popular, around the popular ugly Christmas tree, you know, sweater trend, comes in seasonally appropriate green and white and red. The controversial animal rights organization calls the look a, quote, "show-stopping conversation starter," that where no sweater has gone before, and promises to give the sweater's wearer a chance to join in on the holiday fun while making a statement for animals. And by the way, it'll cost you.
I know.
It's acrylic yarn, obviously, not wool, and it is $150.
I know PETA doesn't like animal-based analogies, but they have jumped the shark.
No, yeah.
This is what happens with all groups.
Well, now,
they start off as something, and then they end up. It's like it's the progressive movement.
Right. Now it's a vegetable-based shark. It's proteins taken from vegetables.
It's the impossible shark.
Yeah,
Beyond shark. They can't stop. And once you can't stop, then you've kind of lost your credibility, and that's the problem. It's the anti-smoking movement starts with, hey, don't smoke in the restaurant, go to your smoking section, and then eventually it's like, we've come out against vaping. Like,
in the city.
You can't go outside. Like, James Dixon, I was with him at, we were like History Channel or whatever, pitching some whatever, and he's outdoors. Like, there's a big sort of quad patio, whatever. These are commercial buildings with lots of stairs and expanses in between. And he goes out and he just sits on the planter. Mm-hmm. He's 80 feet away from the door and he like lights a cigarette. There's nobody around. And then the security guard has to shuffle him off, you know. And he gets up and he moves toward the street about 100 feet, but he's still like on the property and he sits down again. And the security guard like walks at him again. And it's like, I know there was a guy with a leaf blower going through there 2 hours earlier. Nobody cared.
No.
Like, he's sitting alone outdoors. What is this thing where you have to go? And I would be the worst security guard ever because that guy could smoke all he fucking wanted. But he got him and moved him two times. It was this like weird, uncomfortable. I also, Baby Doll's showing me pictures of his house and Boca Raton, you know, and I see the guys walking toward us, and Baby's like had it waving a cigarette around the second time we moved, and I'm like, here he comes, and he's like, hey, baby, this is, they make outdoor pool tables. They have pool,
John Stewart paid for that.
It's called pool. Why wouldn't you be able to have one in a pool table? Well, then you put one in your pool, like, and you show me, and this guy's like walking, and I'm doing a move, or I'm like, hey, baby, here comes the guy again. He already told you to move, like he's coming again, and the guy walks up to him and is like, the guy's 61, Baby Doll's 57, and they have to, they're in the, as outdoors you can get, there's nobody around, and they gotta have this conversation.
My question about this is, and would it be this or the person that wears the PETA sweater or whatever, does that person truly feel good? Does that security guard feel good about doing that?
No.
I hope so.
Right.
And then on top of that, it's like, if you're the person that wears that PETA sweater, no one's ever said like, oh, thank God you invited the strict animal rights activist to the party.
Yeah, to
right.
shame
thank
us all.
God.
Yeah.
Well, we love her.
I no, didn't grow up.
Because we got kebabs.
Yeah.
So
delicious
good.
Gyros.
This is going to be awesome.
I didn't grow up on a farm, but I did grow up in Kansas, and I know 4-H people, but and we went to the
farm
American
state.
Royal. Yeah. Does wool, does shearing sheep hurt? I was always told that it did not.
I
it's a haircut,
but,
yes?
But see, that goes to the point that Adam's making where it's like you're given something, a haircut, and you're like, no, like you can't stop.
Yeah.
They can't stop.
I want to like PETA. I'm like, I'm down with ethical treatment of animals.
Sure.
And then they do something insane like this. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. Well, this is what happens.
Yeah.
They all sort of just keep going.
Help us help you.
And they're kind of... the good news is it's because they're kind of out of the big problems.
Which
they
is great
start
news.
Off to, mm-hmm. to oh. handle real problems, and then they run out of them, but they become they keep going.
You're aware of this. Like on the movie set, if you want to have a cockroach, you have to have like a cockroach wrangler and it has to be like treated right. It's like a cockroach, man. Come on.
Yeah.
I've brought this up before, but you might know personally, Red. I don't know. But from because I follow her on Instagram, Whitney Cummings lives the life.
She's doing it.
She leans into animal activism in a real way, bringing animals into her house and fostering them. And
she goes out like during fires and
equine therapy.
Like gets animals and saves animals. Like she's doing
PETA,
work.
PETA, do that.
Save animals. It's we did the thing where we stopped spraying arsenic in the animals' eyes to test if it would hurt humans or not.
Right.
Great. Mission accomplished.
And also, maybe it's our porn theme, but get back into getting hot chicks to strip as part of your advertisement.
Oh,
you know what I mean? They'd get a lot of chicks to get naked.
She doesn't wear fur, if you know what I mean.
Under the name of saving animals.
Right.
And now I got bloody sheep sticking out of sweaters. Come on now.
Come
I can't
on.
Beat off to that.
You can't expect
me. Well, not with that attitude.
I'll give it the college try, but I cannot.
I mean, the sheep's already dead. We could put some of those cosmetics on it, and maybe that'll do it for you.
Test it on them, right.
Well, a treatment for severe peanut allergies could come in the form of an antibody injection. And soon, by the way, this is a new pilot program. While researchers must further test these injections, experts expressed optimism that the study, which was just published Thursday, says that Americans will have multiple ways to prevent life-threatening allergic reactions in the next few years.
I couldn't imagine my daughter had a friend who then moved out of state. But she had a friend that was legitimately allergic to nuts or tree nuts or whatever, a bunch of stuff, dairy, bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
And she was like, legitimately, the throat would swell up,
anaphylaxis.
Blah, blah, blah. Whole thing. And we'd been out to dinner a couple times, and you have to do that thing where the dad would be like, does that salad dressing have any pine nuts on it or any tree nuts of any kind or any dairy or whatever? And they'd be like, oh, no, we'll make sure. I go out and say no mayo, I get extra mayo every fucking time. You said extra mayo. No, I said the word mayonnaise, and that's my fault. That's my fault. I said the word mayonnaise.
I alluded to it.
But I said no before I said mayonnaise, but you then put on extra mayonnaise. I couldn't imagine being a parent and doing that again, because for me, it's an inconvenience. Like, I'll scrape the mayo off. I'll eat the fucking BLT. This is your kid is lying on the ground now. Their throat is
with
closing.
An EpiPen.
Right. I've had fucking waiters fuck up every request I've ever made. They fucked up.
Yep.
How does this work?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be freaked out as a parent?
Start working in an allergy into your request. Like, I'm deathly allergic to mayo, so no mayo, please.
That's right.
There you go.
Okay.
And I'm very litigious.
I'm deathly allergic to a snarky attitude.
My doctor says my ranch levels are low, and I need an extra dipping.
Yeah.
Because he says I'm low on ranch.
I can't get directly to Hidden Valley.
Just got to work up.
Sure.
This is my emotional support barbecue sauce.
That's right.
So for decades, doctors have advised up to 32 million Americans with food allergies to just avoid the food. But the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, for the first time, is expected to approve a peanut allergy treatment by January, while two other medications are being tested and approved by 2022. The antibody injection apparently stops a molecule at the top of the skin from sounding this alarm and activating the other allergy cells. And I have friends whose kids are in these allergy test programs, so I imagine that's what this is.
Listen, we all know this is just Big Jif.
Yeah.
This is just Big Jif trying to cover it up. We all know they're paying off the politicians.
Smear it all.
We're on you, Big Jif. I'm going to get me
behind this.
And Alyssa Milano, and we're going to do a podcast series all about you. We're going to expose you for who you are, Big Jif.
I just had this thought. And
going nuts.
I did
Big
it Jif last
be
night.
Porn parody.
I don't know if you guys are down with this or not, but this happened to me last night. It happens a lot. Football season, as I tell you, it's always Sunday and barbecue and Cousin Sound. Too many IPAs. Always pack on 10 pounds on football season. It gets cooler.
Sure. Yep.
You start eating on those days, everything. So I'm sitting around and I'm like, I'm going to go out to San Diego. I'm going to shoot a stand-up special in a few weeks. And I'm
really?
Like, oh, yeah. Nice. And I'm like,
you've been
I'm
playing
like,
that close to the vest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what is there to talk about? Let's shoot it. So I've been like,
how much is Netflix paying you?
Nothing.
Monique money?
$500,000.
So, I'm taking Monique money. So I you know, so I'm sitting around and I'm going, all right, just, you know, take it easy, stay on the Vinny diet. But I have a weakness, and my weakness is I sit around at night, I drink a little scotch, I watch the Ralph Lauren HBO special, and at some point about 11:30 I go, just a little scoop of peanut butter.
Oh,
got that big Lore Scudder's thing, nutty, sitting there.
So
right.
Good.
At the beginning, it's too oily. At the end, it's too dry. But it's right in the middle.
Yeah.
Right in the fucking sweet spot. And I walk into the kitchen, and I go, just a half a spoon, just a little scoop, you know.
Just to keep it straight.
And then I do that move where I go, as long as the lid's off, just a little, no harm in a little double dip or whatever.
Or maybe I'll put on a piece of celery so that balances it out so it's healthy now.
Then I have a little more scotch, and I go to bed, and then the next morning I wake up and I go, oh fuck, why'd I go take two hits off that stupid peanut butter? And it's so easy and it's so good and it's just there and it's siren song.
Yeah,
it's sitting there on the counter. It's always out. I want an injection like Drew does with people who are alcoholic. Alcoholic. Not methadone. They have a pill where the alcohol makes you sick.
Yeah.
Oh, Anabuse.
The Anabuse. Yep. Right. Yep. I want that peanut
abuse.
I want to know.
That's the name of our special.
Penis abuse.
Penis abuse.
I want to get on the same people who figure this one out. I want you to make me allergic to peanut butter.
Yeah.
I want that monthly shot so when I get up off the sofa after a couple of cocktails and I go, I may want it, but I'm going to yak all over the kitchen floor.
Yeah. Nope. I've watched plenty of Ava Adams' films. She does some good peen abuse. She's really good at it.
I could have used it last night. I'm saying, I bet the same
like
scientist could easily
Clockwork
work
Orange,
this one
I was
out.
Say, yeah.
Yeah, there you
That's
go.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are simpatico on that, man. Peanut butter is my go-to. Yep. I go through a jar a week.
It's
just
so
snacking,
easy.
Just snacking.
It's so goddamn
easy. I don't know
easy.
Why Vinny's down with not down. We should ask him.
I asked him.
On.
Oh. And I didn't get a long answer, but he said it's the most inflammatory of the nuts.
I was going to
say.
Very
inflammatory,
keto-friendly.
He says. Yes.
Ava Adams, a lot of inflammatory nuts. A lot of inflammatory nuts. I've seen them.
I wish Vinny could. I wish he had room for some fours or fives in his vocabulary.
No,
that's the problem. Because
that's
how
he keeps away.
He'll
off.
Just go peanuts. What? No. Are you insane? You can't do that. And you're like, it's.
I look at the label and it's like, all right, no sugar, tons of fat, a little bit of fiber. Yeah. This is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Right. That Vinny's in this week. All right. Well, let's. So here's my thing with Vinny.
Pour peanut butter.
Show him the Ron Jeremy photo.
We're gonna have to try to get him, which he'll never do. It's just admit that it's. Look, at some point I'll start screaming, it's better than eating a bagel, right? And he'll go, of course. And then I'll go, okay, that's a starting point for me having some peanut
butter. We should get a could-be-worse category for Vinny. Because I think the terminology throws him off. He doesn't want to sound like he's signing off on something that he wouldn't sign off on. So we'll just be like, you know what? It could be worse, but I don't like it.
We'll figure that one out. Anyway.
Speaking of could be worse, is this adorable or the stuff of nightmares? A golden
Asian
retriever.
Asian baby.
Oh,
Asian dwarf baby.
Damn.
Baby. Wow, that's got to be the first time that's ever happened in show history.
Match
the drop
that.
And
this
the person.
This is going to be a photo finish.
Match that up with monkey baby.
Puppy monkey baby.
Puppy monkey baby.
Speaking of puppy monkey
mash,
baby.
See if we can mash. Dawson's in no condition to mash anything.
He's too much mash.
Drink too much.
Sour mash.
Corn mash.
Yeah.
Well, I want to mash us two up. We'll put that on our list. Okay.
So a golden retriever puppy is getting a lot of attention online right now. They named him Narwhal.
Oh,
and that will be obvious
this is horrifying.
Why. Yeah. It's so hard to decide if he's the cutest or not.
What?
So grab the picture, Kaylin. I'm sorry. I didn't warn you in advance. He has a tail growing out of his head.
Kill it!
Oh.
Kill it!
Fire. No!
It's the mark of the beast.
This is a rescue puppy, and he's currently at the care of an animal shelter in rural Missouri.
Hold on. That means he's a product of anal rape, like Jamie
like
Gillis, right? Well, I'm no botanist.
Oh, yeah.
Or something.
Pretty sure that happens.
I don't know.
Animal husbandry?
Animal husbandry. But I know if you have a tail growing out of your forehead, your mom was impregnated anally.
Yeah, butt
that,
baby.
I know.
I don't even want to know what dwarfism means then.
Cuter or more horrifying if he can wag it?
They can't. He can't.
No, if he could, would it be cuter or more?
Amazing.
Horrifying.
So I'd be horrified. Yeah.
The tiny puppy has a little tail growing right between his eyes, and it's fur covered. It looks like a tail. Little tail does not wag. It doesn't appear to bother him. He's only 10 weeks old, and the mission of the hospital has been overwhelmed with people wanting to adopt little narwhal, but they're keeping him safe at the shelter to make sure that the tail doesn't grow out of proportion, start dragging
becomes
on the ground,
becomes prehensile, starts grabbing things,
cause him any
it's
more
self-aware. This is how Skynet starts. It starts with a dog. Tail, and all of a sudden, it's nuclear winter.
You know, there's a lot of guys showing up at the rescue kennel, like wearing a top hat, high boots.
Sure.
Going, I don't work for the circus. I don't even know why I would bring that up.
Don't let this whip fool you.
Let me pull my pocket watch out of my red vest and take a look. Okay.
I'm now, holding you off of the chair.
I'm used to holding chairs in my hand.
I'm going to twist my mustache for a few moments while you think about, I will provide a good home. I'm living in Encino, California.
Sure.
I'm a substitute school teacher. That's right. That's my wife.
I certainly don't travel a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, this is my wife.
Please ignore the midget in the cage behind me.
That's right. Now,
he was there before I got
here.
We're
just passing through. We're only be in town. Oh, damn it.
My name, Barnaby.
I'm in the canvas
That's
industry.
Right. Yes.
Yes. Now, I parked my elephant in the handicap zone. I hope that's okay. Please let us provide a good home for your freakish. I mean,
very profitable. I mean, adorable.
Adorable.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's right. These guys have to be lined up in front of the, whatever. All right.
Well, I
like that they're being selective because you know that some people just want this dog so they can have, like, there are people that literally want to start an Instagram account. That's the only reason why they want this damn
dog. That's 100%
accurate. Yeah. Yeah. So Angry Cat is dead, right?
Grumpy Cat
had dwarfism.
Yeah. He's the second most famous dwarf behind Dinklage, that asshole.
So Grumpy Cat's real name is Tartar Sauce, and she had dwarfism, and she died. That's all I know about her.
Great. So what we learned today is dwarfs die. Thanks.
It's part of my routine at Laughs About Brian, which neither of you saw.
It's also Peter North's second nickname. Wow. All right. Yeah. This place has to go. Nobody... we're going to have to vet whoever wants to adopt this.
Of course.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Let's do one more.
All right. Well, you'll finally know when you'll be able to lick it up with Kiss now next year, as they have released their 2020 tour dates, and I thought nobody would care as much as you, Adam. Mm-hmm. It will start February 4th in Allentown, PA, and conclude on October 2nd in Fort Worth, Texas. This follows their
cover Allentown.
They canceled their tour in Australia because Paul Stanley had the flu. Meanwhile, they've added more dates to next summer in Europe as well as South Africa, so they're going to be licking it up all year.
I only saw him once at a K-Rock Weenie Roast event, like 90, I don't know, Brian.
It's an odd pairing. I wouldn't,
99.
I wasn't around.
Oh, they would do.
They did a lot of Mark and Brian stuff.
They may have been around. I don't know.
No.
What year did you get there?
I started screening calls in 01.
Oh, yeah, it was 11. Probably before that.
Hell, I know Shaquille O'Neal played the Weenie Roast one year.
They had
flew on a helicopter.
They had Don Ho play one year. I mean, they'd have a bunch of bands.
I think I feel like Weenie Roast K-Rock's annual summer festival was a little more kitschy back in the 90s and became a little more corporate. Because by the time it was 2000s, it was just Blink-182 and No Doubt. And
They would always be there and Don Ho would do something. I don't know what year. Don Ho had some sort of weird comeback and he was on Love Live.
His daughter was huge around. She had a big hit on the Legally Blonde soundtrack.
Oh, her. Yeah, his daughter, Sum Dum.
Hoku.
Thank you. I will never
can't
beat,
do better than
I will
Sum
never
Dum
beat that.
Bye, Brad.
Joke.
It was great
you
having
beat
you.
It.
Good. For that kind of quality comedy, check me out this weekend at the Irvine Improv in Denver Comedy Works and Debbie Improv. Sum Dum Ho.
Let's bring it home.
You got it. I can't beat that. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. To the degree I do understand, I don't care.
Gina Grad.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
I gotta tell you, that's the best joke I've ever heard in my life.
That's great.
Give me my Ace Award now!
Simply have to wait to the end of the year, but it'll be a formality.
Okay.
Simply Safe. No one should be unsafe or feel unsafe at home. Protect your home. Free shipping. Simply Safe. Two eyes in there. SimplySafe.com/Adam. All right, you can go to AdamCarolla.com for my live shows. I'm going to be in Reno on December 7th and Oxnard December 13th and 14th. And Milwaukee, the Pabst Theater, January 24th.
Oh, that's a great theater.
Coming to Chicago as well. Let's go to AdamCarolla.com. Check out No Safe Spaces. It's spread out wide now, so NoSafeSpaces.com for tickets and info over there. You can watch my... My non-Netflix special, not Taco Bell material, available now at Chassis and Apple and Amazon and all that. Brad Williams, well, you know where he's playing. Also, The Cruise coming up November 2nd, 2020. So we'll give you keep you abreast of that situation. Go to BradWilliamsComedy.com to find out all the news and where he's playing. A wonderful comedian. Brad Williams, A.J. Benza, the always controversial A.J. Benza coming in tomorrow. Good sports coming up next. Till next time, it's Adam Carolla for Brad Williams, Gina Grad, and Paul Bryan. Say it. Mahalo.
Hey, douche, get in the game!
Stick around. Today's episode of Good Sports is coming right up.
$25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
You heard Dick. It's time for month 7 of Adam's Monthly Nut. This month's shipment includes a recording of Adam breaking down Adam's 12 favorite songs of all time. A jar of coffee booster, perfect for filling you up in the AM so you don't eat the donuts that asshole brought into the office. Heavenly Kettle Corn, the most delicious kettle corn in the known universe. Seriously, we've eaten a concerning amount of it at the studio. Bottle of Mangria or 33 wine, and a custom silver Mangria flask for the aforementioned booze. This $60 value is yours for only $25. Sign up for 1 month or keep the shipments coming. So prep your mail's box and get ready for Adam's Monthly Nut. Hurry, we will sell out.
Good sport. It's time for a sports segment. Good sport. It's time for Ace and Dave. Good sport. It's time. Martial arts fights, riffing on bad Stallone movies, raking the fruits of the year. Dave's recapping hockey.
That's fun.
Ace is getting talking.
That's
shooting jerks with blasters.
That's
nasally podcasters.
Ace and Shecky, let's do it.
Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to some hot sports talk coming at you here on Good Sports. Dave Damashek here, Adam Carolla over there. Week 11 of the NFL season is now complete, save Monday night, I guess. Ace, how are you?
I'm well, although I had a depressing thought
moments
ago.
Uh-oh.
Moments ago, I was talking to Max Zapata. My documentary film I did or star in or am part of called No Safe Spaces is playing in Burbank here locally at the AMC, whatever, Cinep, whatever. And Max Pata was walking with me and I was going to their shop and he said, the producer said they have some extra tickets. Would you like to give those extra tickets to anybody? And I went, I'm trying to think, like, who went to the premiere, who saw it, who didn't see it, and I thought, nah, I'm all caught up. And then I was walking, and he said, that's fine. I said, just give them away to whoever. And I was walking away, and then I thought, the movie's in Burbank. My mom lives in North Hollywood, and my dad lives in Pasadena. And it didn't. I didn't think to put them on. And they're alive, by the way, mostly alive. I said, I did not think that my parents would go or that I would invite them to this thing. And I thought, that's a depressing notion.
It really is. I feel guilty in a weird way when my team is playing somebody who I know who roots for a team. I try to be a gentleman in these because, of course, living off the deeds or misdeeds of strange grown men who I don't know actually how they perform in a sporting event somehow reflects on me positively or negatively. And so I always say, hey, enjoy the game, whatever. And if I forget that this person is, let's say, a Browns fan or whatever, I feel shame for that. This is much worse. These are the people who spawned you, and it's not coming across. I'm here to tell you, you should not feel guilty for that. Your mother gave out walnuts at Halloween.
I don't feel guilty. I feel a sense of sorrow that I didn't think to invite my local live parents.
It's weird. No, I hear you.
Who would be second? Gary, you're off this list. Sheck, you're nowhere in the conversation. Matt, forget about it. Porcelain Punisher Matt. Who would be second in the pathetic parenting department? Like, who amongst us would have parents that were alive and living within a 6-mile radius of the movie theater? And have free tickets.
I don't know. Did you ever see Kalen's old man? He was a ne'er-do-well in everything I've ever watched him. Everything I know about that guy is bad news. Out there trying to kill Doc Holliday and all them cowboys out there with not helping the case against the aliens. He's hurting it, you know?
Well, I feel a certain kinship with Kalen's father because we spilled the same blood and the same mud. And I told him to stand down.
It's such a weird, by the way, and I do want to talk about Miles Garrett, who has now been villainized and demonized, and I suppose rightly, over the last.
Are you vilified or villainized? Or is it both?
You're vilified and demonized.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Villainized. Either way, however you want it. That's a weird thing. That there's something about your bone construct, your sitting face position or something says to people casting movies and TV shows like, oh yeah, you're a bad guy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you can't play good. No one will buy that. You're evil.
Yeah. No, this is
you're evil incarnate. Please.
I really think about that because there is a, hey man, we need you to play the evil guy, and it's like, why? Because you had bad skin in high school, and now look at you. Because I couldn't get laid in high school? Because I hadn't invented Accutane? Yeah, look at your skin.
Oh, I'd
you
love
must
to,
be
I'd
a bad person.
I'd love to have the lead role in this romantic comedy. Oh, come on. You can be the best friend. You're certainly not attractive enough to play the lead. Who do you think you are?
In 80s movies, you literally just had to have a skin problem in high school, and now you're 41, and you're a bad person because of what happened with your genetics and
come on, Ray Liotta. Listen, who do you think come on, man, take a look in the mirror. You're evil. You had pattern acne.
The guy, if you look at the bad guy from Cobra who takes over the supermarket, it's like that guy is the poster child for. Well, of course you're a homicidal maniac. Look at your skin.
If
you had a good dermatologist in the 10th grade, we wouldn't be in this position.
Wait a minute. I'm not one of these conspiracy theorists, and neither are you, Ace, but now you've stumbled into something. Maybe this was a grand plan by the dermatologists of America to put the stink on acne, because not only is the opening scene bad guy in the grocery store, has the bad acne, but also the guy who stands in that burnt out old steel mill or wherever the movie concludes, who's banging the big Rambo knives over his head. You know that guy?
Yeah.
Also bad acne.
The lead bad guy?
The main bad guy. Well,
I don't think his skin was that bad.
You want to stand up for that guy? No. The guy I'm talking about, the guy who's chasing what's her name? Mark Gastineau's ex-wife. What's her name? Brigitte Nielsen.
Yeah.
In the parking garage. He almost gets her too, but she
Yeah, he was a sweaty guy.
Yeah.
But I don't know that he had bad pockmarked skin. But
okay, now see they're pulling up behind this. That's the lead. That's the opening scene bad guy.
I know, I'm just saying, has there ever been a better example of you had horrible acne in high school, and now you must be punished as an adult.
I hear you guys are casting for Superman. Can I?
No.
Superman? No, you can be the bad guy in the supermarket who Cobra kills.
That's right.
How about that?
Look, we know you're evil because of your skin.
Caitlin, please find the photo of the main bad guy in Cobra.
Now, we're looking at
Cabretti gets him.
The main guy's got bad skin. I want to continue this thought.
He's got a knife that guy has a knife that has a handle with spikes on it.
Yeah.
That's a good knife. I mean, I'm not one for knife play, but like we've talked about, why if you're like one of the three musketeers, why do you want a sword that only is sharp at the point, but you can't hit somebody with the side of it? That guy in Cobra, like he had it all covered. Like even if you don't get the point of the knife, he's going to punch you with them spikes. Anyway, go ahead
I was going to say, no, it's true. You're gilding the lily at a certain point.
Right.
I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, Matthew McConaughey is, we hold him up as a nation. We take Matthew McConaughey and we treat him like MacArthur returning to the Philippines because he looks like he's thinking about something, you know, while he drives that Lincoln. It's like, look at that guy. He's smart. You know, something's going on in that noodle. He's thinking about something important. And you realize, I think McConaughey just looks like he's thinking about something interesting. I don't know that there's anything interesting going on in his head. I just know he's driving, he's thinking. And then Katy Perry looks like she's thinking about nothing all the time. And so we go, look at that chick. She's dumb. Look at him. He's smart. He's thinking about stuff. And why are we doing so much of this based on bone structure or the position of your eyes? You know what I'm saying? Or the shape of your eyes?
Yeah. It's a remarkable thing that in mankind that we are all separated by not inches or, well, that's not what she thinks, but I'm talking about on your face, millimeters on your face, how far your eyes are separated, how big your nose is, and so on. It determines whether or not you're considered to be good looking or unattractive or a bad guy or otherwise. It really is within a couple of millimeters for everybody. Bizarro.
Yeah. All right. Do your spot there.
Okay. And now a word from Martellus Bennett, who has no pattern acne that I'm aware of. He's a handsome devil. He's also a professor at the Dos Equis College Football College. Take it away, Martellus.
Hey, college football fans. Martellus Bennett here. Do you want to win every football argument this season? Dominate every debate? Become a pigskin prodigy? Then enroll in a Dos Equis College Football College, where you'll learn from football insiders like me, Jay Cutler, Katie Nolan, and author John Bacon, the man who wrote the book on college football. So be the first in your family to earn a football watching certificate from a beer school. Enroll in Dos Equis College Football College at dosequis.com/edu.
Thanks, Marty. Finally, there's a football beer school for me. And for that, I thank you once again, Marty. Take it away, Gary.
Dos Equis beer brands. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York. Copyright 2019. Dos Equis beer brands. No purchase necessary. 50 U.S. and D.C. 21 and over only. Enter by 12/2019. Full rules available at dosequis.com/edu.
All right. We found the picture of the bad guy who's a little weird looking, but doesn't really have bad skin is what I don't know why
you want to defend this character. He's a repeat murderer.
It's not his deeds.
He tormented the city of angels for too long, and you're up here defending his honor and his complexion?
My favorite part of that whole movie is like, Cobretti, get out of here with your cockamamie scheme of more than one killer. It's like, I'm loosely basing it on the 11 guys who showed up to my apartment to try to kill me. Yeah, right. Well, what about the 14 trucks that were chasing me when I was in Long Beach and firing semi-automatic guns at me? This, again, flying in the face of your lone killer thoughts. Like, Cabretti, We'll do the thinking around here.
It really is the ultimate conflict because it is the archetype for the lieutenant who's skeptical of everything our hero thinks. And you're right. Like, come on, man. He's fighting crime. Then again, this is a cop who is randomly shooting guys. It doesn't really have to pull the trigger on him. And two, cuts his pizza with scissors. I mean, like he's got to be the buzz around the water cooler at the police station. Like, you know about Cabretti? What a weirdo he is.
Well, now, look, if you wear reflective sunglasses at night inside your apartment and leather driving gloves and cut your pizza with scissors, you have Asperger's. Like, that's how he would be diagnosed. He's like on the spectrum, but Cabretti's got Asperger's for sure. Listen, Lynette thinks I have Asperger's for sure. Cabretti has Asperger's. You know what I say to every time Lynette or anyone says, I think you have Asperger's. You know what my answer to them is?
Please tell.
Open your mouth. And they go, why? And I go, so I can spit in it. And they go, why? And I go, so maybe you can get a little of this. Because I love this Asperger's thing.
Well, listen, yeah, society would be better.
One person's a millionaire. The other person isn't. One person has Asperger's. All right, let me tell you about Geico. Geico.com. Spend a couple of minutes and find out just how much you could be saving on your auto insurance at Geico. Take that extra money, put it in your pocket. Be the most rewarding thing you do all day at Geico. Go to your computer, go to geico.com, spend a couple minutes, and you could be saving up to 15% or more on your auto insurance. That is Geico. All right, Jack.
All right, let's wrap it up there. But I just want to say very quickly, Wahlberg has Wahlburgers now, and it does very well as a chain of burgers. Why not Adam Carolla's Asperger's?
Oh.
And then everybody, like, this all over the country. Mm. Get a little Adam Carolla in you know? Asperger's.
Side of syndrome sauce for Duncan.
All right. Now we go into Miles Garrett on our next Good Sports. Until then, for Adam Carolla, Dave Dam, check out. Good
Sports! Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744 and get tickets and info on everything you need. At AdamCarolla.com.